Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
But everyone there wants to talk about the Dolphins. Everyone, you know, because someone came up to me and they said, so what are you guys going to talk about on the show today? And I gave him a look and I'm like, what do you think? And he's like, Dolphins, huh? I go, you can't not talk about them. You really can't. Tomorrow the Heat open and we're going to talk about the Miami Heat, and Jim Larrinaga will join us tomorrow. And remember, Solana was out at Heat Media Day a couple weeks ago and asked some of the players, you know, our show specific questions. So we'll do that game show tomorrow. So we'll be able to detour a little bit from it. But you can't talk about anything other than the Miami Dolphins right now.
No.
This is unprecedented. This isn't a losing season. This isn't a season that has a couple of bad losses. You know, we were talking with someone who was a Falcons fan, and he was like, yeah, up and down. And I'm like, we're consistent. Like, this, you know, there's, because you consider the Jets game an up game? Because that wasn't an up game. No. That was like, I mean, that was just what it was. And I'm like, this is almost unprecedented.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring up the 1-15 season, but this is what I was making the example of someone I was talking to, because I was on a Levitard show back then. And I said, that season, I remember radio, like, you couldn't do anything but talk about your team.
Yeah. And that's why we're talking about it damn near a decade later.
Yeah.
You're right. The surprise
you're
of
right.
it. You have to reference back to terrible to talk about terrible, and this is a terrible season.
But this is worse, man. I'm telling you. This is worse, Hawk, because of the situation the Dolphins are in. The 1-15 season that Crowder was a part of, correct me if I'm wrong, Crowder, maybe there were some expectations going in, but nobody was saying this team's headed towards the playoffs. You had a regime change. You had Saban leaving. You had a first-year head coach. Damn. You had a regime change. You didn't have a quarterback that you believed in. The team hadn't allocated millions of dollars into core pieces and doubled down on a team. This is worse, Hawk, because you entered this season with playoff aspirations, at the very least, playoff aspirations.
And you kept the brain trust
correct.
The yeah. same. It wasn't, you know, you expect it when the, I mean, you don't expect 1-15 or 1-16 nowadays when you make a changeover, though. But this was, hey, we trust who we have. Like, and when you say that in year four of a regime, then you believe, like, in year four, you don't think that you're starting to get things together. You think that you've figured it out.
What happened? Two playoff appearances, 2023, which now we have to reference that every damn time we talk about this team, the number one offense in the NFL, and then you go to 2023 offseason, and the team starts getting worse and worse, less talent, and now you're embarrassing yourself and your owner and your fan base.
Yeah.
Let me tell the people out there, I have no references for new GMs. Do you? Does anybody? Hey, Crowder, who they bringing in the GM? I don't know who they're bringing in the head coach, and I know coaches. Who knows the hell who's a GM?
I was telling the people at Raising Cane's today, there's people, like, blowing me up on direct message on Instagram like it's my fault. I believed in the team. I was wrong. But I really didn't have a say in anything, and I still don't have a say in anything.
Your fault.
But people are, like, screaming at me on direct message. They're like, you never got it. You never got it. What do you say now? I'm like, what do I say? I was wrong. They're terrible. I was wrong, but I don't have a say in the matter.
You made Tua real relaxed. Mm-hmm. He was listening to you all offseason, somebody, not really grinding.
Somebody tweeted at me yesterday. They're like, because yesterday, remember, I said, hey, I had it wrong. Chris Perkins had it wrong. Vegas had it wrong. And, you know, I went down the list. And guy tweets at me. He goes, I didn't hear you blaming anyone else in the media when you were picking them to do well. And I go, I'm playing the blame game. It's Chris Perkins' fault. Like, no, I'm just saying it wasn't that outlandish to think that the Dolphins weren't going to be 1-6 after 7 games.
Yeah.
Was that outlandish to not think that they were going to be 1-6 and put up some of the worst quarterbacking performances you've ever seen in your life?
Mm-mm.
Anyway, Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
It's Chris Perkins' fault.
Blame anybody.
It's so funny when that. Listen, well, covering the team has nothing to do with it.
I love when people tweet at the local media and they're like, this is because you guys have coddled them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? This is because of what? Because, listen, I think I've said this before. If it's the media's fault that the Dolphins stink, then it's got to be the media's fault that the Panthers have won 2 Stanley Cups in a row. I'll take credit. Like, if you want to give me the blame for ruining the Dolphins, then I have to have credit for putting together a 2-time Stanley Cup champion hockey team. I'm not only taking the blame, I'm taking credit if you're handing it out to media people.
But what fans, when they do that, what they're saying is, why don't you yell at McDaniel? Why don't you yell at Tua? Why don't you yell at Chris Greer? First of all, Steven Ross has made one public appearance this decade, which was when Mike McDaniel was hired. That's the last time he spoke publicly. And the only other time he went on the CBS4 preseason broadcast and said, Super Bowl, I think that's what we're looking at. And Tua's out week 2 on his back fencing again. You can't talk to Steven Ross publicly. And Chris Greer speaks 2 times a year, which is the draft and at the end of the season. That's it. And it's not the media's job to go up there and berate anybody. That's not the way that the job's done. But I think people, Hawk,
well,
that's what they want.
Beyond even talking to the players and the front office, they want you just to come on the air all the time and go, the Dolphins suck. They're terrible. But what kind of show is that? Like, I honestly, like, but they're like, I've been saying this for 4 years. Okay. I'm thrilled for you. Because I always go, you know, like, when they put up 70 points on Denver, You knew that they were terrible. Yes, I did. I didn't celebrate that game. I'm like, well, then you're an idiot. Like, if you didn't celebrate that game and think you had something special, then you're an absolute idiot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.